HQ presents The Wedding Engagement by Zoe Allison, read by Kate Louise Okello.
Chapter 1. That's it, Catherine. Leg nice and straight, Liv instructed, reaching out to point at her young student's posture. And Josh, remember to keep your thumb outside your fist, not tucked inside. If you strike someone with your thumb tucked in, then you might break it. Yes, Sensei, Catherine and Josh said in unison, immediately correcting their errors. Good, Liv said, adjusting the black belt tied around her waist and moving on to the next pair of students. The kids in her class had really come along in the relatively short time she'd been teaching them. She was pleased that her own sensei had talked her into it. Who better to instruct them than a black belt who's already a qualified teacher? She continued around all of the students, giving them constructive criticism along the way. Returning to the front of the class, she folded her hands behind her back. Yame. The students ceased their movements. Line up, she told them, and watched as they moved quickly into position in front of her. Excellent work today. Keep it up, and we'll be right on track for the next grading. She bowed to signal the end of the class, and the kids followed suit, then filed out of the dojo to meet their parents. Once she'd ensured that everyone had found and left with their parent or guardian, Liv went to the locker area to pull on her shoes. Just then, a buzzing noise sounded from her rucksack, and she lifted out her phone. It was a FaceTime from Aaron. Her insides did the familiar tumble at the sight of his name. How long do we have to be friends before I stop feeling like a giddy schoolgirl whenever I see him? She connected the call, and Aaron's face appeared on screen, causing her stupid heart to squeeze like an accordion playing a lovesick melody. His honey-coloured eyes were unusually tight, and he was frowning as he ran a hand over his dark hair. What's up? She asked, picking up on the tension in his posture. He sighed in a very un-Aaron-like manner. This is an SOS call. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. She laughed. I'll do my best. Though I have to warn you, my control of the Force is on the fritz. He smiled. However, it was less bright than usual. I've got a situation. I'm out of town getting some painting supplies. Jess called to say she can't pick Jace up from his street dance class as planned, and I can't get back in time to do it. Her parents are away for the weekend, and I just called mine, but as usual, their mobiles are turned off. He rolled his eyes. What's the point of having a fucking mobile phone if it's permanently off? My mum and Angus are the same, she told him. They say they're saving the battery. He huffed out a breath. Parents. Liv shot him a smile. You're a parent, remember? He rubbed a hand over his dark stubble, and she experienced a strong craving to know what it felt like against her own fingers. Against her mouth. Down, girl. Oh yeah, he said absently. He flicked his eyes to meet hers. But I'm way cooler. Sure you are, she said, giving him a wink. Anyway, yes, I can pick up Jace. Shall I take him home with me or bring him to yours? Aaron hesitated for a second, glancing away from the screen. Thank you. I'm really sorry to ask for your help. He swallowed, returning his gaze to hers. Again. That's what friends are for, she said, waving her hand dismissively. Don't sweat it. The defeated look on his face made it clear that he was sweating it, copiously. She'd never known anyone as proud and reluctant to ask for help as him, and it didn't escape her notice that he hated even voicing the question, which was why she'd jumped in to say yes before he'd outright asked. I thought it might make sense to call you because I knew you'd be nearby, he said, as if still trying to justify the very legitimate action of asking a close friend for a small favour.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?